Logistics Roadmap. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines logistics as follows. 1. In a supply chain management context, it is the subset of supply chain management that controls the forward and reverse movement, handling, and storage of goods between origin and distribution points. 2. In an industrial context, the art and science of obtaining, producing, and distributing material and product in the proper place and in proper quantities. Note that the SCORE model refers to obtaining, producing, and distributing material as sourcing, making, and delivering. At a basic level, logistics includes the various tasks required to get the right product to the right customers at the right time. More comprehensively, it also means getting the right quantity of product in the right condition to the right place at the right price. Logistics is part of supply chain management. As Douglas Long writes, supply chain management is logistics taken to a higher level of sophistication. Where one ends and the other begins is subject to debate. In supply chain logistics management, authors Bowersox, Kloss, Cooper, and Bowersox include several functions that are treated in their own areas of this course, such as forecasting and inventory management. Whether these functions are or are not within the scope of logistics, all agree that inventory and forecasting must be considered when designing and managing an effective, efficient logistics system. Logistics has a slightly different definition in different regions of the world as well. For example, in Europe, logistics goes from raw materials to the final delivery to the customer, thus including manufacturing, while in the U.S. manufacturing is not usually under the purview of logistics. Exhibit 5-1 illustrates how the scope of logistics may or may not include various parts of the supply chain. Exhibit 5-1, Logistics in the Supply Chain. Exhibit 5-2 provides an overview of what is typically included in logistics. Exhibit 5-2, Functions of Logistics. Warehousing and transportation are essential functions of logistics that are inextricably linked. The type and number of warehouses have a large impact on transportation costs. Note that import/export, packaging, inventory management, and logistics information systems, including transportation and warehouse management systems, and their management are addressed elsewhere in these materials. Logistics enabling technologies are also addressed elsewhere. These include various methods of data exchange, application programming interfaces, barcodes, RFID, the Internet of Things, IoT, sensors, telematics, and other automatic identification and data capture, AIDC technologies. AIDC and integrated logistics information systems provide faster information visibility and increased transaction accuracy. Logistics technology enables automated tracking of the movement of goods across the supply chain, leaving employees to handle just the physical movement of goods. Logistics is the only function in the supply chain that is required to operate 24/7/365. There are no days off. That is why customers often take it for granted. They've come to expect that product delivery will be performed as promised. However, excellent customer service can be expensive and takes expertise, especially since logistics is now a globally integrated endeavor. For example, during the global pandemic of 2020, there was an initial slowdown of demand followed by a large spike in demand that resulted in large trade imbalances, more imports than exports in many countries, which in turn triggered a massive shortage of containers and the spike in container prices. According to the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development, by early 2021, due to this container shortage, freight rates from China to South America had increased by 443%, while rates from China to North America increased by 63%. Importers on longer routes or routes with more stops were hardest hit. Supply chain partners must efficiently and effectively carry out logistical tasks to achieve competitive advantage. In a global market, this may require mastery of languages, currencies, divergent regulations, and various business climates and customs. Logistics value proposition. The right configuration of transportation modes, warehouses, and other logistics assets and functions is needed to meet each customer's expectations and requirements. How will you know when you've got the right balance? If you keep in mind that logistics must be managed as an integrated effort to achieve customer satisfaction at the lowest total cost, then it makes sense that cost minimization and service are the key elements in this value proposition. Service. Logistics customer service implies that customer orders are complete, undamaged, delivered on time, and consistently correct over time. Any level of logistical service can be achieved if a company is willing and able to pay for it. Technology isn't the limiting factor for logistics for most companies. It's the economics. For instance, what does it cost to keep the service level high if a company keeps a fleet of trucks in a constant state of delivery readiness, or it keeps dedicated inventory for a high-volume customer? How do you decide if it's money well spent? The key is to determine how to outperform competitors in a cost-effective manner. In most situations, the benefit-cost impact of a logistical failure is directly related to the importance of the service to the customer. When a logistical failure will have a significant impact on a customer's business, error-free logistics service should receive higher priority. For instance, a missing part that causes a plant shutdown might justify flying the parts to the destination, while the late delivery that requires dipping into safety stock will be negligible. The customer that never has expensive delays and very few lost sales will have higher customer satisfaction and loyalty. Cost minimization. The second element of the value proposition, cost minimization, should be interpreted as the total cost of logistics. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary describes the total cost concept of logistics as the idea that all logistical decisions that provide equal service levels should favor the option that minimizes the total of all logistical costs and should not be used on cost reductions in one area, such as lower transportation charges alone. For many decades, the accounting and financial departments and organizations sought the lowest possible cost for each individual logistical function, with little or no attention paid to integrated total cost trade-offs. Instead, today's leading supply chain companies develop functional cost analyses and activity-based costing activities that measure the total cost of logistics. The goal now is for logistics to be cost-effective as determined by a benefit-cost analysis, taking into account how a logistical service failure would impact a customer's business. Logistics trends. Today, the bulk of the logistics budget goes toward transportation costs. According to the 31st Annual State of Logistics Report by the Council of Supply Chain Management Professionals, United States companies spent $1.63 trillion U.S. dollars performing logistical services in 2019, a 0.6% increase over the prior year. Of this amount, over $680 billion U.S. dollars was for motor carrier transportation and over $378 billion U.S. dollars was spent on all other forms of transport, which together constituted about 65% of total logistics costs. According to the State of Logistics Report in 2019, inventory storage costs rose by 6.6% over the prior year due to limited warehouse capacity. Costs for transportation modes were as follows, in billions. Truck, $680.04. Rail, $83.09. Parcel, $114.04. Water, $47.09. Air, $75.02. Pipeline, $57.04. U.S.-China trade tensions and the start of the global pandemic promoted a push toward making supply chains more resilient by increasing sourcing diversification and backup capacity. The report warned against going too far with a single sourcing, just-in-time cost focus.